765 6000 North Hollywood with part 9 of The History of Telephone Entertainment, a production of Burt Beverly Hills.
What is your opinion of dual phase?
My opinion of dual phase. Can we pass over that question, please?
No.
I don't want to answer that question.
You just killed the level on it.
Oh. That'll provide for some.
But seriously.
I don't want to answer that.
Okay.
It's not positive or negative, but it might take me a few hours to think of my answer.
Dan, what does the future of dual phase hold in store for us?
Ultimately, if I do plan on what I expect, very much in a computerized format, as far as you'll call in, you'll answer by probably a one-minute message, which will contain a menu of selections of input, output, your conference, or other goodies of selections, the weather, news, and even perhaps a joke segment on there, or some kind of skit. The machine that we built for this has capabilities up to 29 choices. What I built it for right now has capabilities up to an unlimited line, whatever I decide to do, as far as how many lines I go. The schematic I'm building right now, and with the aid of a very good friend of mine, will be completed at an unknown time at this point. You'll find a lot of these lines, for people that are involved in electronics, will tend to go very much computerized as far as that goes. And also, there's a good bad about it, because there's a little warning as far as the more you get into computers and computerized, the more you can get into the telephone company. And it's very possible. If you were to call a line, they would either, if you're in the same CO, could get your telephone number, or it could get the general area that you're calling from. Now, what will be happening for my machine is that I will be able to get the number you're calling from as far as the number that you've called into, not your number, but let's say if you call 2400, if I'm still at that number by that time, I will have that, but you call in that number, so you say, hey, you called into that, or you may have called 5067, and that will tell me basically which lines are getting the most usage out of. Right now, I only have blank key counters on each one of them, except for my 995 converter. So all I can do is I'm estimating on that. Also, my 714 will be getting a counter soon.
How many calls do you get a day total?
Very hard to say. It goes up and down so much. It's very interesting because the other day when I had Regina's comment on, which was half an hour long approximately, I was jam-packed. I had more than my normal lines in rotary, and they were all filled. And the second, and I'm not exaggerating, the second the line was open, it was busy again. Somebody called right back. And these were not people that were trying to busy it out. These were callers. Very, very unusual. Now, as far as my standard everyday average school phase day goes, I'll get a reasonable amount of calls on and off during the morning. At noon time, it'll increase reasonably. But my biggest and most heaviest time is between 6 p.m. and 1 o'clock in the morning. It's the biggest, crowded time for dual phase. So call in the morning.
Avoid heavy traffic.
Right.
Give your phones the afternoon off.
Right.
Dan, how did you come up with the name dual phase for your line?
How did I come up with dual phase? Well, after suffering long evenings of thinking, what can I call this line? What am I going to even do with a line? Am I going to run conference only? A lot of people wanted me to run conference only. I wanted to run a common line. When I first got involved, a couple of people were sort of upset. Namely, Jim Sherman Oaks thought I would have been better at just a common conference line. Some of you may still agree with that, but basically, it came after a lot of hard thinking of all. I had all sorts of names, and people would say, what do you do with those names? I'd like to borrow one from my line. But you've got to think of your own name, and you've got to be very happy with it, or you just, if you're not happy with your name, your life's not going to work. You've got to be comfortable, first of all, with what you're calling it. Dual phase derived from originally, I was thinking in my dear health class in high school, with the term of dual I was thinking of, because I was thinking of common and conference. I wanted to run both. It's taken me a while, and because of a lot of personal problems as far as trying to get lines in, and a lot of problems with the phone company, I have not done that. Now, I have capabilities now to run conference, but I'm not for many reasons, because I don't feel, unless I want to run a conference, that's suitable as far as I want the person on the other side of my conference to hear them as well if they were to call them. Now, I have not called a conference yet, except for Valley Connection, I thought was very good as far as amplification, but I've not really called another conference and heard the quality that I want. So I'm not going to do it until I'm very happy, and the machine I'm doing will take care of that requirement. Phase, well, that sort of got stuck in somehow. I was looking at second phase, all sorts of things you could go around dual phase from. Much interesting, I think I thought was once I got my line up, because people kept on calling my line dual phase, F-A-C-E, which in a right sense was very upsetting to myself, but I learned to get over it, and so did people learn to get over it and actually know what my line was called. The worst thing that basically was it meant in a joke to have in my line was a lot of the joking around between feedback, Brian himself, and Steve, created a somewhat of a poor image for my line. It didn't help. May I tell you that, Brian and Steve? That it was basically done in fun, but a lot of it did not help my line as far as people actually believe a lot of the quote jokes, unquote, that went on. Common line runners are not gods, even though we try and feel and make ourselves one. We are normal people.
As we turn to 1979, Steve of the Electric Return brought up a two-line conference line, which was called the Valley Connection.
If the Electric Return said it when he took down Valley Connection, you got people that were calling with the sole reason of picking people up, and if they called in, you were on there and you weren't of the right sex or you weren't willing to give out your phone number, they would immediately hang up. And it's very rare you get a few people that are really interesting to talk to.
The Blue Blind, what were your impressions of the other people on the Valley Connection when you called?
When I didn't get phone freaks and I got, quote, normal people, it was fairly interesting. But, of course, the normal people being normal would drop off after a while. And so it was only on very rare occasions that I had an interesting conversation on there. But I think it was a pretty good service. I liked it much better than a conference. You know, when a bunch of people are there all screaming out their private numbers. I thought it was a neat concept, and I don't know how Brian's on 765, the cross connection, he's trying to do the same thing, and I don't know how that's working out, but I hope it works out.
I was almost completely out of phones until January 1979, at which time the Valley Connection came up. Now, again, I borrowed this idea from Mark Burnet of San Francisco. He's had one of these private loops for years, but again, I was the first one to do this in Los Angeles, and at first it went slowly, but by the third month I had it up. The call rate was a couple thousand calls per day, I'd say, but then you must remember many of those calls were hang-ups, because people would call in and immediately hang up, and the search provided that if you hung up, then it hung up the other person. So there was a lot of this game playing and hanging up and that sort of thing. But I guess some people enjoyed it. Some people didn't, because someone changed the phone numbers. And I guess I could have changed them back and put it back up. But at a point, I decided that it wasn't, you know, it was becoming too much trouble. So I just didn't bother having the numbers changed back. And the phone company, I instructed them to just discontinue the service. In a way, I'm sorry, because the line was going pretty well in some respects, and the call rate was rather high, and I was rather proud of the equipment. I built it myself, and it was rather No, I mean, as far as the technology, it was relays. There were, I guess, 12 relays and 6 pole level throw relays, and practically every one of the contacts was used. They were all interconnected together, and not knowing very much about electronics, I suppose I was rather proud of the circuit. There was a party for that, I think, in April of 1979. And now that was sort of a fiasco. There was a bomb threat, which I'm sure many of you heard about. And there was almost a couple of fights at that party, you know, which was too bad. I guess that was just another another indicator that the line was being abused, you know, that that would happen. And I think at that time, this is prior to Alex's conference, I think my line was the number one vehicle for the troublemakers to do their troublemaking. So all in all, it was better to just discontinue the thing.
In 1979, Alec, who had run an answering service conference, brought up a five-line conference in Van Nuys. The first thing one would hear when they called would be,
"Hello, conference."
A conference ran for a number of months and was very popular until Alec decided to take it down. I asked him why.
Well, the reason I took down a conference was twofold. First reason was because it was a financial liability. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, what a financial liability is, I'll define it. That means I'm moving. I'm moving to the west end of the valley, which means I'm going out of my calling area, which is a 9-8 or a Van Nuys area, which means conference would not be as good because we wouldn't have as good a calling area. Secondly, I could not keep my same couplers nor my same machine. That means more money for installation, more money for a new machine. That's a lot of money. You're looking at $600, $700, $800 again. Now, if I didn't take it with me, I'd have to find an office. And if I found an office, it would be here in the Van Nuys area, and I would need a first and a last month's rent, and I would need money for installation. And you're looking at over $1,000, plus if I wanted to get furniture for the office. Now, this is the major reason. I would have kept the conference if I honestly felt, I would have put the money into it, if I honestly felt that there was enough people out there who honestly appreciated it. Now, don't get me wrong, there was at least half the people who called appreciated the conference, and they talked on it, and they enjoyed it, and they treated it with respect. But too often, people would call at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, "What's on conference? Who's on conference? Why is conference up?" They're the touchstoner. And we would call up and or we'd go into the conference room and we'd fix it for you. But all the services that we provided, we felt that we did not receive any compensation. Not that we wanted to make money, far from it. But what we tried to do is make at least the conference self-supporting. Now, I didn't mind putting out the initial money, and I didn't mind working towards building it so people would send the donations in. But as time went on, the donations fell off. People started getting taggy. I mean, really, people out there, regardless if we talk from 10 to 1 or we have hours or regardless of all that, is conference really that important that you have to sit there and play these little games? Who the hell cares what hours we have conference or if we ask for your phone number? You don't want to give us your phone number? Don't call the line. It's my line, not yours. I'm putting the money into it. Now, if you are sending money in and it's self-supporting, call up and bitch. And y'all called up and bitched anyway. So it didn't make that much of a difference. But those are the two basic reasons. And maybe I could add a third, that there's a group of people out there who I think want to play games, who like to call me up and threaten me, who like to call me up and say just stupid, immature things. I got one thing to say to you people out there who have done all this, and you know who you are, all of you. You know something? When I think of all the things in this world that need help, there's a lot of things in this world. When I think that you put all your energy into bothering me, I think you're a very sad person. Thank you.
One question. How much money did you receive in the months that you did run conference?
I never figured it out. I can give you kind of an idea. The first 2 months were really good. We got $66 and I think $64 or something like that. And then I got really into the party, and I think I had 1 month with 5, another with none, and I think I had one with 30. And
Oh, I'd say in total maybe a couple $100, which isn't too bad. And, but that was then. As time went on, the contribution...